Chapter 11, An Unfortunate Robbery. Larry prepared to rob a store. He chose an appropriate time, the time right before the closing. At that time, there were no visitors at the shop, and the daily revenue was still in the cash register. Larry figured that a young saleswoman would be scared at once and would give him all the money. And, of course, she had no reason to demonstrate stupid heroism. Recently, she met a new suitor, and the revenue in the store is always good. During the last few days, he often surveilled the shop. He did not think about anything except the robbery. He liked to think over all the details. He thought that he planned everything perfectly. On the appointed day, Larry entered the store. He came up to the saleswoman and greeted her politely. She smiled at him and asked how she could help him. He asked her to show him a small vacuum cleaner. The saleswoman took a vacuum cleaner and began to describe its qualities to Larry. Larry looked around the room and came closer to the saleswoman. She heartily described him the vacuum cleaner. Everything was going exactly as he had imagined. It was wonderful. "Hands up, this is a robbery," Larry shouted the phrase which he prepared long before and showed a knife to the saleswoman. "Put the money into the bag, quickly," he commanded to her. She dropped the vacuum cleaner in surprise. It fell on Larry's foot, and he sat down on the floor with a groan. Of course, the saleswoman immediately ran out of the store and began calling for help. Larry got up with a groan and walked with difficulty to another exit from the store. When the police arrived and two police officers entered the store, Larry was gone. David was one of the policemen. He suggested to his partner that they go out and search the parking lot. They went out and examined the area around the store, but nobody was there. The policemen came up to their car. At that moment, an electronic alarm rang out. The policemen stopped and looked at each other. The signal was not produced by them. They went toward the sound and came up to the trees near the parking lot. David looked around, but nobody was there.
"Well, is it time to wake up?" David's colleague asked, looking upwards.
David looked up and saw Larry sitting on a tree branch.
"No, it's time to feed the fish," Larry replied. "I have an aquarium with fish at home," he added with a smile.
The policeman cheered up. "Come down, your fish will wait for you for a long time now," David smiled back. The robber jumped down to the ground with a groan, and the policeman saw that he had a foot injury. They handcuffed him and helped him to get to the police car.
"Well done," David said to his partner.
"I bet that all the newspapers will write about this robbery."
"Such nonsense does not happen every day."
"Yeah, of course," another police officer agreed. "The guy decided to rob a store and got a vacuum cleaner dropped on his foot." "That's just perfect nonsense."